Excited to get started. Can I get a sound check, man?
Gotcha.
All right.
And sorry for the late start, all. The Twitter Spaces, actually, the invite was for 11 a.m. instead of 9 a.m. Central, so I had to change some settings to get it all fired up. George, can you give me a sound check? George, are you able to come up online? George, I'm still showing you on mute. Can you come up online?
Yeah, he'll have to click on the request button in the lower left-hand side.
He already has, and okay. I've given him permission.
Got it.
George, I'm showing you on mute as a speaker. Can you unmute?
Yeah, man, for what it's worth, I don't see anyone else on stage other than you and me.
So I'm showing myself as a host, you as a speaker, and George now went to a listener. He was a speaker.
Okay. Yeah.
George, I see you trying to talk.
Perfect. No, I'm in now. Can you hear me?
Okay, great. Yeah, I can. It looked like having to cycle this on and off for your side was great.
No, all good. All good. I think we'll just wait for a couple more people to join, and then we can kick off, I guess.
Absolutely.
You just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah. And crypto standard here, we probably ought to wait a couple of minutes. So, George, I know you're traveling a lot. Why don't you tell us where you are or where you've been the last week or so?
Yeah, absolutely. So was in Denver, obviously, where we caught up. And then from there, had a very productive time in Denver, hosted the very first App Chain Day, hosted by Dora Hacks and Dora Factory, which was great. Great success, great event, a lot of good speakers. Andromeda as well was there as a speaker giving a workshop, which was great. Then from there, I went to ETH Vietnam, which was also a great experience. Got to present a couple of things that the Dora Factory team has been working on and building over the past couple of years. So that was also a great experience where we got to onboard a lot of users to our AMACI infrastructure, Anonymous MACI, which is a privacy voting module that we've been developing. And then most recently, I was in Hong Kong for Web3 Fest, where again we hosted another App Chain Day. A lot of great founders and VCs and partners of ours came there and spoke and really kind of furthered our kind of theory on app chains and our thesis behind app chains being the biggest narrative right now. So that was another great success, and now just probably thinking about heading to Dubai as well. So that's kind of been my crazy schedule for the past 2 months.
Tell you what, George, you travel like I used to, and I know what it takes to do that. And Brandon was in international travel as well, so we appreciate all that you're doing there because it is exhausting, but it is exciting too. Let me ask a question about Vietnam. Were you down south or up north?
We were in Hanoi, so that's where ETH Vietnam is. So the last ETH Vietnam, I think they didn't do it last year, to be honest. The last one I did was 2022. That was in Ho Chi Minh City. Different cities. I mean, my first time in Ho Chi Minh was in 2022, and then my first time in Hanoi was a couple of weeks ago. So both very beautiful cities, and both have something different to offer. But overall, was great, and the Web3 scene's really taking off. I mean, there's a lot of great developers there, and you can really see that in the enthusiasm, through the build-a-thon that we hosted there with them, as a part of ETH Vietnam, and also just in general, the community there is strong and thriving, to be honest.
That's terrific. I'm familiar with both Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City, and I've been really watching the centralized digital coin they're looking at there. And some of our VCs are involved with advising the Vietnamese government on that and what steps they may or may not take. So really exciting part of the world, and we're excited to be part of that community. So let's get started. Yeah, let's get started. Sure. We really appreciate this, and for the listeners, I'm sure you're excited to hear more of George speaking. He's a real talent, and we really appreciate the DoorHex partnership. This is Andromeda and DoorHex for this Twitter Spaces, and we'll talk about just lay out the scheme here. We'll lay out quick introductions. We'll let probably George go first since he's got the microphone clearly warmed up, and then we'll go the Andromeda side for intros, and then we'll talk about what Andromeda is in terms of a network, and then we'll talk about AOS. We'll let Brendan do that, talk about AOS, and maybe a couple of NFT or meme coin or real world asset case studies. Then I'd really like George you to separate your introduction for you personally, and then go to the Dora Factory introduction next. And then we'll have a brief overview of the interrelationship between Andromeda and DoorHex. And then we'll open it up for questions from the group. And then by that time, hopefully we have a larger following, and we'll be able to get to some really great questions. And we'll wrap up, kind of summarize what we just talked about, do the typical how do you follow us, you know, how to engage with us piece, and then we'll do a farewell. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Terrific. With that, why don't you just introduce yourself first, George, personally, and then we'll talk about the Dora Factory afterwards.
Perfect. So thanks for that, man. So I'm George. I am a part of the BD team and venture team at DoorHex. I'm also a core contributor at Dora Factory. I have been with the Dora team for almost 2 years now. And you know, the journey from when I joined until now has been quite a roller coaster. You know, started with a very small team, and the team has grown rapidly since then. You know, with all of the new things that we're doing, the new partnerships we're putting together, and you know, we're really happy to be able to support projects like Andromeda with some of the different initiatives that we actually, you know, host and run through DoorHex and Dora Factory vehicles. So I guess we can jump into what DoorHex and Dora Factory does a little bit later. But yeah, that's me.
That's terrific. So on the Andromeda side, we've got two core contributors. I'm going to let Brendan introduce himself first, and then I'll go next. And then we'll go to Dora Factory, and then we'll talk about AOS and Andromeda as a network.
Wonderful. Thank you, Matt. Really excited to be on stage here with Dora Hax and George. This is a great partnership. My name is Brendan Cooper. I'm a 30-year technologist. I've been building scaled custom software for enterprise and startups for pretty much my entire career. Most recently, for the largest collectible company in the world, Panini. And for them, we created mobile free-to-play games with 7 million, over 7 million users in seven languages. We introduced mobile and e-commerce and created the very first officially licensed NFT trading cards. And all of these were for globally recognized licensors like the NBA, the NFL, the English Premier League, and the FIFA World Cup. On that journey is where I met one of the core contributors not on the call, Cody Marks Bailey, and where we worked together and basically discovered some of the limitations of the earlier generations of technology. And then we later got together with a breakthrough in that technology and were able to create Andromeda. And I'm excited to talk about that coming up. It's a revolutionary platform, and it's going to be really, really exciting to bring the market this month after 3 years. So back over to you, man.
Thanks, Brendan. So my name is Matt Hawkins. I'm a core contributor with Andromeda. Been with Brendan and Cody and Connor, our fourth co-contributor since the beginning. Connor's our Rust genius lead engineer. My background is an interesting career in the United States Marine Corps, flying F-18s and working with advanced technology, both as an operator and as an instructor. And then after life in the military, became an entrepreneur and have started and run several companies. Most interesting, I've been in the blockchain space since 2016, have worked on several blockchain projects, mainly dealing with the real world assets and the tokenization of commercial projects, all the way from, in the case of commercial buildings, from the architectural drawings all the way through the general contracting and the subs and trades being incentivized through tokenization, all the way through building ownership. And then Cody, one of our core contributors, and I worked on a project for a private equity firm tokenizing another real world asset. So commercial real estate is where I got my start in the private sector, and I worked on a large commercial real estate tokenization project in Austin, Texas, before this new technology emerged. And it's good to see more people coming up here. Hi, Trevor. And nice to see our Paris folks as well, Michelle and Angela. When Cody found this new technology, I told the founder, the patron of this family office in Austin, what was up. And he said, you need to get up there and help build this thing because I need to put my real estate portfolio on top of it. So this Andromeda journey has been an interesting one because operating systems is where I got my start in technology back in the 80s. So I'm really familiar with operating systems and what can be created out of that. And with that, let me stop there and transition to Dora Factory, because the Dora Factory fits this network effect perfectly for what Andromeda is doing. So let me pass it back to George, and then it'll come back to me for network effects, and then we'll go to the operating system.
Cool. Thank you, everyone, for your introduction. So a bit about Dora Factory. So where do I start? So in a nutshell, Dora Factory is a leading provider of blockchain infrastructure across multiple chains. So our main focus is basically security, transparency, decentralization, but we're really dedicated to supporting ecosystems like Andromeda through various initiatives such as public good staking and really driving innovation into these different ecosystems, you know, through our sustainable support for developers that actually want to, you know, build and contribute to these to these ecosystems. So, you know, a way in which we do that, and this is something that, I mean, Dora Factory was founded in 2021, and, you know, our whole ethos and our whole idea and goal behind the whole Dora brand is basically to support the everlasting hacker movement. So that's been the goal and our vision since day one, and we've stuck true to that. And we're always trying to find ways to be able to do this in a sustainable manner, of course. So Dora Factory was born in 2021. And since then, you know, it's obviously grown and matured. And, you know, what the main kind of service that we provide through Dora Factory has changed and matured to become, you know, what it is today and what our partnership really is about here with Andromeda. So that leads us into the public good staking initiative. So essentially what that is basically working together with different ecosystems and foundations and being able to, you know, support them not only with our node infrastructure, but also with all of our developer resources that come with Dora Hacks, right? So Dora Hacks and Dora Factory are two separate businesses, but they work hand in hand, they work together. So through Dora Factory, we are already running a node, a validator with for Andromeda, and basically the rewards that will be generated from that will be channeled straight back into the ecosystem. So some of the ways in which we'll do this, we'll probably discuss later on. But some of the, you know, obvious things are, you know, hackathons, grant programs, quadratic funding rounds, which is something that I think we're specialized in and something that's super exciting for us as well. And I think also, you know, after speaking to Mant, something that definitely will probably be happening in the near future. And also just, you know, being able to further support these great teams I mean, early stage teams building using Andromeda OS to, you know, get them to that next stage where they're ready for VC funding and they can mature and become, you know, the great projects that we see today launching and doing really well. So, you know, that's baseline kind of what we're trying to do and what Dora Factory does. We do this at the moment with 40 plus chains, some big, some small. But I mean, at the end of the day, our whole goal is to, you know, for those small ones, to support them and get them to the stage where they're, you know, a household name in the Web3 kind of community. So that's our aim. And we love partnerships where we can grow from the very start, which is what we're doing here with Andromeda, right? We've been kind of in touch and partners, you know, for, I want to say, 6 to 12 months. So it's been a great journey so far, and we really looked forward to seeing how the relationship flourishes in the, especially in the coming months. I think there's going to be some exciting things coming out of it.
Thank you, George. I really appreciate that. And Michelle and I really enjoyed meeting you in Denver and learning more about this total ecosystem view that Dora Hacks or Dora Factory has. So it fits with the partnership with Andromeda perfectly, because Andromeda is a network, and it's a network of networks. You know, what George just described with the 40 chains, you know, we'll be talking about the 40 Andromeda chains too. They may be the same ones, they may be different ones, but the strength of network effects is that you have multiple nodes or multiple chains in our analogy here. So much like a telephone company, you know, a telephone in this analogy is a blockchain, and the more telephones you put on a network, the more powerful the network is. So Andromeda intent is to build a very powerful network with partners like Dora Hack or Dora Factory. So I'm glad you mentioned the quadratic funding, because part of the larger vision of the Andromeda ecosystem, the network of networks, is to have the ability to fund new ideas that emerge out of this very new technology that Bryn's going to talk about here in just a moment, the operating system, and to be able to fund that and provide Web3, but also Web2 or Fortune 500 companies, the information, not only the technology, but the information from a business standpoint, for business model innovation, to click and drag, no code, low code, build, click and drag, different capabilities that it takes to build a Web3 capable company. And that's the really exciting part here, is that it is exciting for our Andromeda operating system. It's a breakthrough in technology, but also this ecosystem approach to partnerships and capabilities that are easily connected so that you can build a Web3 type company or type project very quickly. So with that, let me pass it over to Brendan and talk about the operating system.
Thank you, Matt. So the Andromeda operating system, AOS, is the first of its kind in Web3. It is an operating system very much in the sense of, think about Microsoft Windows operating system, or a lot of other operating systems on your phone or on your Mac, laptop, etc. And it has a very familiar and intuitive user interface that you interact with on a browser, but it's it has a file system. Instead of files, you're interacting with digital assets and navigating those in a tree, very much like the files that you find on your computer or phone. It's got an app store, has a suite of developer tools and utilities that allow developers and creators to build Web3 apps. It enables this across chain. So you can build from a library of modular and composable smart contracts, and you can build really highly capable apps on a single chain or a cross chain, and it makes the multi-chain future possible. So, you know, if we've learned anything over the last couple of years, that there's no single chain to solve all the problems, and there are many different chains being developed, purpose-built chains that are out there, and they go through, you know, are called different things like L1s, and they have specific engineering criteria. And what the AOS does is it simplifies all that, and it creates a place where users can easily access and onboard the best capabilities across all of Web3 and all the different blockchains We're starting in the Cosmos ecosystem. And what this does, what it unlocks, is the ability to create apps. And the AOS comes with a powerful no-code builder and a low-code builder that lets just about anyone create applications very quickly. And we've got a lot of YouTube videos and other written guides that help you create lots of different things. We'll talk about that in a minute. But this ability to bring on new and developers to create new applications and have elite developers use the tooling as well for prototyping. And we've got a command line interface that also lets people create and use their existing IDE to build applications. So when we think about an operating system, a Web3 operating system, basically history is just repeating. The original mainframe computers didn't really take off until there was a generally distributed operating system. IBM did this, and it was really helpful for them and helped them create wide distribution acceptance of mainframe computers. And then the PC revolution happened, the microcomputer. And a lot of people, most people know the story that Microsoft, Bill Gates, was able to bring and license an operating system to microcomputers. Up to that point, it was really relegated to hobbyists and people who had lots of time to spend tinkering. But once you had the Microsoft operating system, DOS, and you had a basic programming language, there was an explosion of application development that everyone can access and use on the same kind of operating system. So this is the same thing that happened with mobile phones, and yet Microsoft missed that. And it turns out it was Apple that brought this new kind of operating system for mobile platforms. And of course, that unleashed another $1 trillion industry and a $1 trillion company. Web3 is next up, and we've got all this amazing public blockchain infrastructure. We've got all this innovation that's happening with NFTs and all the decentralized finance, the DeFi, and all of these capabilities are converging and can be brought together into powerful new applications to satisfy the global demand for applications that aren't gated and dominated by just a few technology companies. And so this is what happens with AOS, the Andromeda Operating System. Matt spoke to the network effects, being able to interconnect and interoperate across all the different blockchains, unleashes tremendous value, increases the total available market so that developers who are building on any single chain can now gain the audience and the capabilities and the functionality spread across many, many different blockchains or L1s. All of this is built on top of blockchain infrastructure. So it's a true Web3 native application. We're not using older technologies to actually deploy this. And that's a really important distinction, because what we've done is we've created an open source software license. It's a public infrastructure license that creates a commercially viable path for developers all over the world to create powerful new applications and be compensated for creating those on open source software. And that's a really new model. We're really excited to bring this to market. We've been building for 3 years. It's 20,000 lines of code. It's all the way through audit, and it launches within the next week or so. And really, really excited to show everyone. It's not gated. You can come in. Everybody's going to be able to access it and use it, explore, and that's coming up. So with that, I'll pause there and turn it back over to you, man.
Thanks, Brendan. So this partnership between Dora and Andromeda is perfect, and I'll just carry on with where Brendan was. This partnership with this open source, permissionless opportunity for builders to come in and build and create their own network effects because they're able to build cross-chain and multi-chain. And the Dora factory model fits us perfectly because now this wide exposure that Dora has and the Andromeda's wide exposure, it opens us up to a new level of not just Web3, but a new level of internet access. You know, as again, as Brendan said, we're repeating history. You know, the history of the internet was in the beginning, it was open source, it was creativity. And then large tech or big tech came in and started taxing, you know, making it permissioned and took away some of that creativity. You know, as Chris Dixon says in his book, permission and centralized control taxes creativity. And we saw some of the creativity leave the community where the community was rewarded initially. We're trying to bring that back and we're developing a permissionless system and a permissionless network effect of now any developer, any person, anywhere in the world can come in and build an Andromeda digital object and be compensated for what they do, as opposed to having to go through a gatekeeper at Microsoft or Google or Apple. You're now able to come in and be rewarded for your creativity, which Dora is a tremendous asset in that capacity because now, as George explained early on, is that being a validator, there are rewards for community developers to build things that, to enhance the community or that may be needed within AOS or a specific ADO or an improvement that we don't even see right now because we're really looking for the community to tell us what they want and to tell us how we can improve, but also to build on their own creativity. So that's really exciting. George, anything to add to that?
No, I think you've covered a lot and well and said a lot of the right things there. So I mean, where we can come in and support, you know, what you guys are doing is obviously we have a huge, you know, developer community on our platform. And for anyone who hasn't checked it out, dorahacks.io, you know, you'll be able to see, you know, all of the fantastic partners we've worked with, and you know, the different developers that we have. We've got a wide variety of developers using different languages, different code bases, and you know, being specialized in different areas, right? And I think with that and with what Andromeda OS actually offers to the developer community, there's a lot of opportunities there for partnerships, you know, between different ecosystems, and Andromeda coming together to be able to host, you know, great events. So I think we're a great platform to be able to foster, you know, the growth of the community and the developer ecosystem for Andromeda actually.
That's terrific, George. We've got our CMO Abby on the line here, our chief of staff Michelle, and our head of ecosystem Angela. Listening to this, this is a perfect opportunity for the Andromeda Dora partnership to really explode and create those network effects, not only with the developers but with the chain. So we're really excited to take advantage of this great partnership and all that we're doing together. We're really happy about that because this is a true decentralized ecosystem network opportunity where, you know, the willing come together to really do something special. And as a reminder, you know, in this internet age, 70% of the value that's been created since the beginning of the internet has been created through network effects. Of course, the technology is important. It's absolutely crucial because if the technology isn't any good, it just doesn't work. Once the technology is established and there's product market fit, the network effects really where the power of a system like Dora and Andromeda really accelerate the growth exponentially. So we're really excited about this. We're in route to hackathons and innovative ideas to get the community involved. And I'm going to involve the community here in just a minute for questions because we really would like to get to that as soon as we can. We're excited to explore not only what the market's interested in, which seems to be meme coins right now, which is interesting, but real world assets and, of course, DeFi products. We really want to expand. expand the capabilities within the community, not only the Web3 community, but also to bring in the Web2 and the Fortune 500 folks, which are all very curious about what's happening over here, but they're not sure how to connect. And part of the the initiative that Andromeda has is to create the channels for that. And we're doing it through an initiative we're calling the Web3 Enterprise Alliance. And that's where we'll have alliances like the DORA Andromeda Alliance, but also legal and market makers and auditors and security and other alliances to make it easy for someone to build a Web3 company, to make it easier for Web2 or Fortune 500 to understand. So this relationship with DORA is really going to help to do that as we build out this partnership with DORA and connect with all the chains and developers inside the DORA ecosystem. It's very exciting. With that, I'm going to start now and get folks ready to ask questions. Please, if you'd like to ask a question or certainly even make a statement, please ask me and I'll get you up here on stage. In the meantime, I'd like to talk a little bit about the PR piece. You know, George, you did a little bit of that with how to connect with DORA, but if there's anything else social media-wise you'd like to add, I'll just start first with come check out our link tree on Twitter. Or X, and we're at Andromeda Prot, as you can see from the Twitter spaces, and our website is andromedaprotocol.io. And George, over to you for your social media pitch.
Sure, thank you, man. And sorry for clapping before, by the way. I thought it was the emoji, but it ended up being a soundboard. pretty
That's okay.
But it's pretty funny. I think it worked okay, though. Yeah, cool. So in terms of reaching out to DORA, so I mean, first and foremost, I really would like everyone, all the developers, to go and check out our platform, DORAHacks.io. Every month we're launching, great new initiatives, whether it's a hackathon, grant program, bounties, even learn-to-earn bounties. All of these things can all be found on DORAHacks.io. So feel free to check that out. In terms of social media, we're always posting updates on the DORA Hacks official Twitter. So the handle there is just at DORA Hacks, and also DORA Factory, who you can see as a listener in here. So also feel free to follow and get up to date with all of the great partnerships that we're putting together through the DORA Factory vehicle, and you'll be able to see all of the great initiatives that we're running, together with DORA Factory and DORA Hacks. So Twitter's a great place. Also our Discord channel. Be sure to check that out for, just constant updates, to ask questions to our team, and also the Telegram account at DORA Hacks Official. If you do have any questions, feel free to, reach out there and get connected and join our Telegram group as well. So there's a couple of different things that you can do to stay involved, but definitely follow the Twitter, sign up on DORAHacks.io, create an account, and you'll get, all of the great new initiatives that are coming up in your email inbox. To send, you can stay up to date.
Thank you, George. That was great. Once again, is AndromedaProtocol.io, and of course we're on the standard channels of Discord and Telegram and X, Twitter. So you can come in and see how we're doing. We're on Slack. If you're in the working business with us, we just brought on two independent developer teams to speed in advance our chain integration and our ADO creation. Now, there's a piece here I'm going to let Brendan talk to about what we call Andromeda Digital Object Sockets, ADO sockets, that help expand this technological network effects as well as the ecosystem network effects. Brendan, why don't you talk about sockets for just a moment, and then we'll give folks that are interested in asking questions time to ask for a roll up here. Over to you.
Sure thing. Thanks, Matt. So the entire system, the AOS, Andromeda Operating System, is built on top of a library of modular and composable smart contracts. And if you're technical, that's really exciting. And if you're not technical, you're scratching your head and thinking about so what. And the so what is that this library is can be represented visually. And so we've got these this no code builder and low code builder that lets anybody drag and drop and create applications and interconnect different smart contracts. And so we've got a number of we've got five use cases just to show people what's possible and get them started. And we've got starter videos and introductory documentation and step-by-step guides. I mean, it's a pretty slick way to get introduced to how to create things. So for example, our use case 1 and 2, we've got auctions. So you can create auctions. You can create an NFT auction. We've got meme coins. We've got a marketplace that you can create so that you can publish a marketplace to your website and publish the different things that you created. You could RWAs, real world assets. Both singly and for batch, you can create those. Also for NFTs, single NFTs and batches of NFTs. Really powerful functionality. The kind of thing that would take a skilled developer many weeks or even a few months to build. You can watch videos right now that show you how to create these on the fly, following step by step guides. So that's pretty exciting. Now, what Matt's talking about, this library, the ADOs, Andromeda Digital Objects. They are modular and composable smart contracts. And what they let you do is you can connect and interconnect to these using the either the no-code builder or command line interface. It's a really sophisticated system for elite developers, but we've made it really simple for non-developers to come in and create. Let's see. Matt, could you restart me with the question real quick?
Well, yeah, we were just talking about the importance. I referenced the new independent developer teams and that we're advancing the speed at which we iterate with chains and we build socket ADOs to match that chain integration. And I was wanting to talk about the importance or let you talk about the importance of that socket ADO to help unlock network effects technologically.
Okay, that's right. So the socket ADO is really, really exciting because what it is all the existing projects that exist on the blockchains or L1s where the AOS is installed, all the projects that live there can create a socket ADO. And a socket ADO lets you interact with that project, whatever their capabilities are. So imagine a decentralized exchange. A DEX that's got a contract that handles swaps or swaps and forwards. And we've got a socket ADO that's under development that will let you choose whatever DEX you want. And it lets you handle and interact with these DEXs on the fly using drag and drop functionality. I mean, it's really exciting. So but more generally, the socket ADOs interact with any existing project that's out there. And as part of this library, it lets you do so from any other chain. So if you want to go across to another chain and access capabilities over there, you can do it. And of course, if you're a developer or a project owner and you have a project and you want access, you want all the rest of the entire ecosystem, if you want the total available market that's available across the entire AOS network, then you create a single socket ADO, and now anyone from all those other chains can access your capabilities. And this is a first of its kind capability, because now all of a sudden, the way it's done today is developers create a project on one chain, and if they want to exist on another chain, they have to go recreate that entire project on another chain, and then again for another chain. And now they're having to do all this engineering to replicate across different chains. With the introduction of AOS and the socket ADOs, you engineer one socket ADO connect to your project, and now you've got access to all the network, and that leads to the network effects that Matt was talking about, or it's one of the ways that leads to network effects. It's really exciting, and especially for project developers and existing projects, this gets you in the fast lane and instantly gives you access to the entire network. Back over to you, Matt.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So back to my telephone network analogy in the beginning. when we all pick up our phone, we're not really thinking about the technology that's operating the phone. We're thinking about who we want to call. And what makes a network powerful is when you pick up your phone, the expectation is you can call anyone, anytime, anywhere in the world that you want, you know, given within the constraints of a telephone network today. That's what we're aiming for here, is that now a developer can go low code, no code, or to the CLI and build something on any chain, anywhere. Of course, we'll start out with the Cosmos ecosystem first, but eventually get to any chain, anywhere, to build these ADOs that all talk to each other very easily. You know, frictionless is the goal. It won't be initially, because we'll start out on a few chains and build rapidly as we can. But that ADO piece, that socket ADO, really unlocks the ability for, in the analogy, a phone to dial anyone in the world that they want to. For us, it's to build Lego block type constructions to apps. And you can do that very quickly, just like a telephone call a day. You connect very quickly. The idea is to be able to build an app very quickly to redefine the space of Web3. Instead of months and years to build something, you now can do it in minutes, days, or weeks. That might be a simple to very complex product. And what, again, network effects, it increases your total addressable market. So now a developer has that global reach that they may or may not have had before, and they have it very quickly by this cross-chain communication through ADOs, and it makes it very powerful. So let me, while waiting for people to come up and ask to ask questions, let me talk about where Andromeda is from a 40,000 foot view. We launched our L1 to mainnet in November and launched our token ANDR onto 5 DEXs so far and a centralized exchange, MEXC. We're going to launch on another exchange here shortly. We'll leave that as a teaser for exactly when we're going to do that. As Brendan mentioned, we'll be launching our AOS, that big operating system, that 20,000 lines of code piece of software. Out very soon, and that's very exciting. That we'll have the technological basis for this network effects out, as we've been building in the business side, been building this very large network, waiting on the technology to catch up, which is the way it ought to be. You know, operations and thinking ought to push where technology is. So we're about to be really excited to put it all together here in the next week or so. So with that, let me pause and see if there's anyone that would like to speak or ask a question. In the meantime, George, is there anything that you would like to add?
Yeah, I think in the meantime, maybe we can give a bit of a teaser to the community about, you know, what they can expect from our relationship. So I know in the PR article that is going to come out shortly, there are some teasers in there, but potentially maybe, Matt, you can maybe give a bit of an idea of what some of the roadmap is for our partnership and what you plan to or what we plan to launch together.
Yeah, terrific. So the first up and the closest project event to the boat is a Terra Hackathon. So we're really excited to partner with Door Factory on the Terra Hackathon. That will be the first event that we've done with Door and of this kind, and we're really excited about it. We did a little bit in Denver, but this will be the first true hackathon event, and we hope with the large Terra developer community and access to AOS and the ease of building, there's going to be a terrific partnership that this foundation lays to really explode the opportunities both for Dora and Andromeda in this multi-network effect. So we're very happy with this.
For sure, yeah. Looking forward to supporting that. I know it's been in the pipeline for a while. So once that is launched, I think it will be a great opportunity for you guys to really onboard, you know, the first big wave of developers, which will be super exciting, to then build on that going forward. So I think from our end, some more exciting stuff, which I think can be expected in the near future, are, you know, more workshops hosted by Andromeda together with the the Dora Factory and Dora Hacks teams, which will then become, you know, obviously resources which can be used later on, and, you know, watched back, and you know, as we go through the journey together, they can be used as, you know, kind of almost like milestones which we can look back on, you know, as the technology continues to develop. So I think that's something that we can expect coming up, which will be great, to help, you know, further bootstrap the community. As well as, you know, I mentioned it before a little bit, but quadratic funding rounds. So I know that we've obviously toyed with the idea, you know, and it's something that obviously is probably a bit too early now. But, you know, once we start doing more hackathons together, and we have, you know, some really great projects building within your ecosystem, it will be a great opportunity for the community, not only the developers, but, you know, just the passionate, you know, Web3 enthusiasts who, you know, are interested in these great, you know, early stage projects and interested in supporting the developers. Quadratic funding is a great way to do that. So that's something that we're really excited to be able to bring to the whole Andromeda ecosystem in the future as well. When the time is right, you know, all these things take time, and they take a lot of effort from both sides. So that's something that we'll obviously support, because that's what we do on our end. But we've been building it for some time now, and you know, really implementing it with different ecosystems. So I think this would be another great opportunity to be able to implement quadratic funding as well.
That's very exciting, because in the end, it's not about the money. It's all about the money. So having enough funding to take a great idea and bring it to market is what this game is all about. And we're in it to win it with that. So with that, I don't see any questions in the queue. So if it's all right with you, George, we'll probably wrap up here and give everyone 10 minutes back. To summarize, Andromeda is about to launch the AOS, and we're also about to launch with Dora in the Terra Hackathon. You know, this partnership that they have with their ecosystem and our ecosystem is really powerful. And we look forward to growing that in size and in capability over the months and years to come. There's a lot of technology involved here, but it sounds like both teams are looking to simplify and make Web3 much simpler for not only their communities, but also for new communities and adoption, because that's what it's all about in the end, is a product market fit and rapid adoption so that the rest of the world can see what we already know. And with that, let me pass over to Brendan and see if you have any closing comments.
No, I'm just really excited to share what we've built for 3 years. It's been taking a lot of patience. It's so much more capable than we imagined when we began this project. And we really hope everyone has an opportunity to come take a look, because it is a really special breakthrough capability that is being brought to market. It's the first of its kind. So thank you for following Andromeda and giving us a look.
Over to you, George, for last comments.
Harvey, thank you, man. Yeah, so thank you for everyone for tuning in. We are really excited to be able to support the Andromeda team on these, you know, different initiatives that we're going to be, you know, putting out in the near future. I'm really looking forward to, you know, fostering the growth of the whole you know, developer community, the whole ecosystem for Andromeda and beyond. So, you know, come to us if you do have any questions. I know that, you know, all of our channels are open. So if anyone in here does have any questions, you know, post listening to this, feel free to reach out to any of us, and I'm sure we'll be able to answer that. But please do keep your eyes peeled for, you know, the first hackathon that we do host together with Andromeda on our platforms. And we really do look forward to seeing some great results come out of that. So again, thank you, Mant, and the team for, you know, today's session. I hope it was insightful for everyone listening, and we will be in touch soon.
That was a great wrap up, George. Thank you to you all, George especially, and thank you, Brendan. And with that, we're going to end it all. Have a great day or evening, whatever you are in the world.
Adios. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism. Taoism, where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web 3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny. Community uprise, there's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose, sticking with my armory, Yam, Beto, and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Drama? And the answer, I think, is clear now.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches, when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here, rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shit coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Channel spaces.